The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
It's reported this morning that Fáilte Ireland is writing to hotels across the country to warn them against the damage to tourism that will be caused by what they call price spiking, where rates are doubled or even tripled to coincide with major events like concerts and sporting events. Joining me now for reaction to the action of Fáilte Ireland is Lorraine Sweeney, businesswoman, the owner of three hotels in North Wicklow. Lorraine, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
So, what do you make of this letter from Bord Fáilte?
Well, what I make of it is that Fáilte Ireland's role is to support the tourism sector and to develop tourism and to encourage tourists to visit Ireland. I don't like the terminology, it's going to write to warn hotels. I see it as objectionable that they're using the kind of terminology in the article in the Irish Independent, excessive pricing, price gouging, skyping, and then the terminology of warning us as hoteliers. This is not the support we would expect. The Fáilte Ireland is there for to help us on our journey in the difficult circumstances of the tourism sector. So I think it's wrong that they're trying to tell us that you can't fluctuate your prices. An essential component of the hotel sector is the high season and the low season. If you take a Wednesday in November vis-a-vis New Year's Eve, we have to charge different prices. A Monday in February vis-a-vis St. Patrick's Day, it's a different pricing structure. A Sunday night versus a Friday and Saturday night, different price structure. And the same with when there's a match on in Dublin or a concert on in Dublin, the prices vary. And that's just part of life, living, working in the tourism sector. Mm. The same applies to airlines. If you want to fly on an airline when the school holidays are on, then you pay a higher price than you do when they're not on. And I don't hear Fáilte Ireland writing to warn the airlines of price gouging.
The point seems to be that if Ireland gets the reputation internationally of being really overpriced for people who want to come on holiday. When do they want to come on holiday? At holiday time. So if the prices are just out of the reach of ordinary travellers, it will damage the industry and damage it for years. That's the point that Paul Kelly was making yesterday.
Yes, but Paul Kelly has to accept that on average, an Irish hotelier can expect to be 65% occupancy in a given year. And that's made up of the high season and the low season. And what they're doing effectively is taking average prices and then they're looking at the peak prices when there's a concert on in Dublin. But the average price is not the price for a typical high season rate. And that's what's causing the highlights of the prices that they're saying it's going from 250 to 750 or to €1,000. It's not. They're taking an average price in the year, and the average price takes account of the high season and the low season.
Yeah. Now, obviously, in preparation for this, we had a look at some of the rates. Dublin City Centre Hotel, Friday the 16th of December. Might be some demand, people deciding to stay in the city centre rather than try to get a taxi home after the Christmas party. But anyway, it's kind of not high demand. 229 for one night for two adults in one room, okay?
Correct.
17th of March, the same hotel, same thing, two adults, one room, €874.
Yeah. So what you're taking, Pat, is low season is December. Really low season is December. People are not going on holidays in December, whereas they are going on holidays in March. And for example, in March, you're talking about an American tourist spending his dollar, which is very good value to him, and he's coming to Ireland for the parade and to visit his ancestors' home. And
so let's rob him blind seems to be the message, isn't it?
€889 is good value.
Ah, no, come on. €889.
I'm telling you that from the perspective of you're spending a dollar in Ireland, you're coming for an Irish traditional event, and you can't compare it in any way with a very low season of December.
Because the exchange rate is favourable.
What would you say about the flight is a different price? I mean, you didn't take the example of the flight coming on the 16th of December into Ireland is very much cheaper than it is coming in on the 17th.
I would imagine it is. But if I booked early enough, I would get a reasonable price, I think, for my airline ticket. If I leave it late, I will be paying a huge amount. But, you know, we're still months and months away from Paddy's Day. 874 for a double room for one night. I don't think that would be described by anyone from California, from Idaho, from New York, from Boston, whatever, okay, as good value. 874.
What I did this morning in advance. In advance of this interview, I checked the prices in my own hotels, which is 12 miles from Dublin city centre. And you could pay exactly the same price on this Saturday night as you would pay on the Saturday night of the bank holiday weekend in March.
Yeah. Now, that's what interests me, because I used to be under the impression that there was a thing called a rack rate. And that was the rate, the standard rate for a room, which then would be discounted depending on low season. But there doesn't seem to be any rack rate. In other words, the standard rate for a room. It's all to do with whether or not there's a Bruce Springsteen concert on, like, one hotel in Dublin this Friday night, $239 for two adults. May the 7th for Bruce Springsteen, $429 for one night.
Yeah, and Pat, it's a balancing act every day in the tourism sector. We have to gauge, and we change our prices every day. This is not like selling a television set or selling a car. You don't vary those prices. It's the law of supply and demand. It's what I've mentioned before as market force, the action of buyers and sellers that cause the price of goods and services. And the only thing we can go by is if the customer wants it, then if they're prepared to pay the price. And we're using the balancing act to say, I'll put so many rooms on at such and such a price. And you see it all the time, 5 rooms left at this price. And then you go back a week later to get an extra room and it's another higher price. And that's the way it works. And that's what we have to do daily. I would be looking, our business would be looking every day at how many rooms are occupied for Saturday night. And if we have 50 empty, the price will remain low. Yeah. And if we have only 5 available, the price will go up. So it happens every day, not just the day of a concert or not the day of St. Patrick's weekend.
Well, what
take account of the seasons and the availability.
Yeah.
And
I know, but is there no ceiling then?
Mary
and Joseph arrive at your hotel on Christmas Eve and there's no room left, but there is the stable. So you charge them 10 grand for the stable because it's the only one left. Like, is there no ceiling?
Not in my case now, Pat, but what I would say to you is Mary and Joseph arrive on December the 19th and they can get a room in my hotel for 154, and if they arrive the following Saturday, it's 280, and that's because on the Monday night I have 50 rooms empty and I'm willing to sell them at that price.
Yeah.
And on the Saturday night I have only 5 empty and I have a customer who's willing to pay the 280, and if I have only 2 left, it'll go up to 320. Mm. And that's the business that we're in, because
is there no maximum?
I was in my hotel in Enniskerry last night, the Summerhill House Hotel, and the head chef was on, and he gets the same rate of salary as he gets in December, as he gets in June, and he's an expensive man. And we had 10 customers having dinner last night, and on Saturday night we might have 100. And what we have to do is balance the costs across the board to achieve at least a 65% occupancy.
Now, Lorraine,
with a variety of
you're a very able spokesperson, but you're speaking for yourself, but also generally for the industry. You're not, as far as I can see from the prices you've quoted, you're not gouging to the extent that
can I give you an example of what I looked up this morning?
Yep.
In Ballybuckle, you can, and this is on booking.com on the 17th of March, you will pay €342 for a B&B. In Swords on the same night, you will pay 360. In a Dublin B&B home, you'll pay 630. Now, these are unregulated businesses, in my opinion. In a hostel with a mixed room of 4 beds, you will pay €474 for one bed. Now, I think Fáilte Ireland should get in touch with those people and should question, what business yeah. there is.
Well, you're actually, talking about Airbnb kind of arrangements, aren't you? And Airbnb and the others have welcomed the idea of a register and having it regulated as it is in other cities. Now, whether or not, you know, that regulation will take account of price, because it seems to me for a bed and breakfast paying €300 a night is just ridiculous, no matter how salubrious it is.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, and I think that's where Fort Ireland are doing a very good job. They are administering the registration for all the short-term lets, and this will bring into realistic competition with hotels. These people are operating without planning permission, without insurance, not paying commercial rates, and probably not tax compliant like the hotels are. Yeah. And yet it's the hotels that are getting the criticism, not the Airbnbs and the various other owner-operators that are operating in the sector but not operating legitimately. So, you know, Fort Ireland should be there to support us. We're in a difficult segment of the industry. There's a price increase coming up due to the VAT increase. We're all suffering horrendously with increased costs, with difficulties in getting labour, and with having to pay more people higher wages. And to be honest, that's where Fort Ireland should be supporting us. Yeah. Help us to develop.
But you can't say that it's doing your business and or your industry, not your business, because your pricing seems to be reasonable enough. The industry generally, when you've got headline prices like four times the price that it would be on a normal day, and just because there's an event on, they quadruple the price. And then they kind of cry poverty about the VAT rate. Pascal Donohue on this programme said he was very disturbed. And this is part of the thinking that fed into the VAT rate going up from 9% to the regular 13.5%. Let us not forget 9% was a concessionary reduction. It's just going back to normal. And he said price gouging was part of the thinking.
Well, Pat, I think the terminology that everybody is using, if the minister used that word, I think he's using a wrong word. I don't call it gouging. There are people who are in Qatar, who are attending the World Cup, who are willing to pay certain prices, and good luck to them. And there are Qataris who'll come to Ireland who would be willing to pay the Western prices and so on. And there's a different league of customers out there. And some people are willing to pay higher prices and others want a modest price. And the industry has all offers to offer. You know, if you want a cheaper hotel, you might have to go 10, 15 miles outside of the city to get that cheaper hotel. But if you're willing to spend it and it's a special anniversary, or you're bringing your granny from the United States and you want to pay the 700, let them pay it. But, they could end up with empty hotel bedrooms.
It's a competitive business, Lorraine. I mean, one of my colleagues, a weekend in Lisbon, all in, including hotels and flights, €400. Close to a hotel in the suburbs of Dublin, €400 for one night. You know, I prefer to go to Lisbon for the weekend than go to suburban Dublin for a night for the same price, if you don't mind me saying so.
But Pat, you know, it's apples and oranges. You know, it's you're picking up on the 17th of March and Easter week. And if you want to go to a ski resort the second week in January, you'll get it at half the price than you got it in the last week in December. So, you know, it's unfair to brandish hoteliers as price gouging and skyping and excessive pricing. We are in a business that has a varying price, and we take a chance. Like, I have already sold bedrooms for next year to tour operators, and we've had to establish a price, and we could be selling too low or we could be selling too high. But this is a business that you have to balance your prices every day of the week.
Yeah. Now, obviously, our listeners are disagreeing somewhat. That hotelier is away with the fairies. I'm taking my family to Munich this weekend for three nights. Flights and four-star hotel, total cost €850. Two nights in Kilkenny this weekend, three-star hotel, the price they were asking was €950. There's absolutely no excuse. I won't be holidaying in Ireland in the foreseeable future. Another one.
But Pat,
this is my very point.
Yeah. That's market force, and the buyers and the sellers are making decisions.
No, but if you've got discretionary income and you decide, I can go to Munich for 3 days or I can go to Kilkenny for two, and the price is the same or even less in Munich, what's not to like Christmas markets? I know Kilkenny's a wonderful city, I know it well, but what's not to like about going to Munich?
But Pat, other people are flying into Dublin and they're enjoying Dublin. at those prices, and they're happy to do that. And tourism is bouncing back, and it's doing very well. And Irish people will go to Munich, and other people will come to Ireland.
I'll read you some more of the comments, and then if you want to refer to any of them, fine. I had my Christmas party in Dublin last Friday. I looked to book at the start of November for the 2nd of December. The cheapest rate I could get was 176 for one person in a double room. Cheap, you would think, yeah, but it was way outside the city on the north side. Sure, I might as well have driven home instead of trying to get a taxi out that far to the hotel. All the hotels closer to the city centre were between 250 and 300. That's from Mary. Hotels change prices every day. My small business supplies hotels and restaurants with products. We would not be allowed to change our price based on seasonality. I booked a night in Manchester 27th of this month. It was £290 for one night for three of us. I checked the same class hotel in Dublin the same night. It was over £1,000. We are being ripped off. We're trying to book a hotel in Dublin for this Saturday evening. One night for two adults. Average price four star, £350 to £400 and around £600 upwards for five star. Ridiculous rip-off, says Jay in Cork. We went to book a two-night stay for in a couple of reasonably priced premium Irish hotels for a Christmas present. Massively excessive. Got two nights in the centre of London with flights for half the price. It's scandalous, says Terry in Drumcondra. When we last had snow here in Dublin, the airport closed, people were stranded. Every hotel in the area doubled their prices immediately because people were desperate. That's one example of gouging, says Jonathan in Dublin. Supply and demand is just a euphemism for price gouging. In the old days, when you had hotel rooms for sale and demand was high, you just ran out of rooms without the price changing. Now the price skyrockets with demand. There is no need for it. It is gouging, says Colin. Try to book one night in Dublin for March 2023. They were so expensive for the same price. I go to Liverpool, flights and hotel and transport. So I decided for that particular weekend not to stay in Ireland, Mary and Meath. So, Lorraine, you know, it is about people's discretionary income and how they want to spend it. And if they perceive value in another place, that's where they'll go.
Exactly. But Pat, the point is, you might be sitting beside somebody on an airplane and you've paid €400 for your round trip and they've paid $9.99 because they bought it from Ryanair in a sale, you know, on Black Friday. It does happen that people have to pay different prices for the same product. And it depends on availability. And I'm sorry, but I'm come back to the same law of supply and demand. And if people are willing to pay a price, the hotelier takes the risk of having an empty room, and they're never going to get that money back again.
That's for sure.
And the same as an airline having an
airline
seat.
Yeah. The question, going back to it, I've asked it a few times, is there no such thing as the rack rate anymore? A ceiling on prices?
Or there isn't really, Pat, because if I quote my rack rate for a Monday night in December, I might end up with nobody in it. So I have to lower the rate.
Yeah, but I'm asking not how low it might go. I'm asking how high it might go. Is there no ceiling?
That's not a rack rate. That's not a rack rate. That's the top rate. And usually the top rate takes into account the highs and the lows.
All right. Lorraine, thank you very much for joining us. And not everyone wants to put their head above the parapet on this one. Lorraine Sweeney, businesswoman, owner of three excellent hotels in North Wicklow.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.